Hi, y'all. Welcome to Boozy Bee's Books and Cocktails. Have you heard of the reading clubs where you read a book and you grab a glass of wine with friends and talk about it? Well, at Boozy Bee's, we're going to take a book, read the book, discuss it, and then find a cocktail that matches the book. These are two of my favorite things, reading books and making cocktails. So I thought we would put it together and see what we come up with. So grab a drink, put your feet up, and hopefully we'll get through it together. So my first book is called Champagne Letters, and it's by Kate McIntosh. And I'd never heard of her before, and I'm not even really sure how I found this book. But the reason I kind of enjoyed it and wanted to share it with you was, one, it's about champagne and the business of champagne. Two, it's about two women at two different points in their lives. And one of the characters is an older, mature character, not in her 20s. And there's lots of books out there that have the main character in their 20s, 30s. But it's really hard to find a good character, a female character in her 50s, mid-50s, early 60s. And so that was another reason it drew me to this book. And then the fourth is it's a historical fiction. And I love to read historical fictions and learn something. And then I tend to Google afterwards to see how true the story is that the author came to. So we're going to start with the book, and it's a great little book. It didn't take me very long to read through it, and it started out with Natalie, who she's a newly divorced woman in her 50s, and she's really struggling in this part of her life. She doesn't really know what to do, and so her friend comes over. She's selling her house, and her friend comes over, and she brings a bottle of champagne, and it's I have a hard time saying this word, but it's Veuve Clicquot champagne. And once you look it up, you're going to know exactly what champagne I'm talking about. It has the yellow label. And so her ex-husband comes over, and he tries to get her to sign some papers, and she decides right then and there she's going to go to France and just leave all this stuff behind. So once she gets to France, she goes to a bookstore and she finds a little booklet of letters that Madame Clicquot has written to her great-granddaughter. And that's where the two stories and the two women intertwine. And Madame Clicquot, her story is her husband dies at a very young age and leaves her with this business. And what's so interesting is back in the 1800s, 1860s, a woman could not own her own property, a home or business or anything else. But he, since she was married, she is a widow now, and so the business goes to her. But the men in her life do not want her to own this business and doesn't think that she can own this business. So she is in her 20s, early 30s, and has a child. And so she knows that the only way she can do this is to fight with everything that she has to keep this champagne business going, wine business. So through these letters, she just writes to her great-great-great-granddaughter and tells her to just fight with everything that she has, because this is what Madame Clicquot did to keep her business. And the 1860s, the Russian War is going on, and Napoleon is there. And so her family is directly tied to Napoleon through the political scene. And so she has a little bit of stature in the political scene. So once the Russians come in and they invade, they start getting to all these wineries. And so she decides that, with help from her man that she has working for her, they're going to build this wall and hide a lot of these wines and champagnes. And so that's one of the reasons that her business has been so successful, is that she had that pairing, that wine and champagne hidden so that they couldn't destroy all of it or drink it all up. She also is the one that came up with a process where the champagne was laid on the side and there was still a lot of sediment in the bottles, and it just wasn't very good. And so she started rotating it, and then she just tipped it over so that the wine would get on the cork. And with that, it helped with the settlement and stuff. So that process back in the 1800s that she developed is still being used today with a lot of the champagne growers and makers. So I think that's really interesting that something that she did a long time ago is still being used in the house of Clicquot. So back to Natalie. Natalie is reading this book, and she's getting inspiration from this book, and she's getting stronger because she, one of her things she says is, if Madame Clicquot can do what she's done, then Natalie can do what she needs to do in her life. And so she has all these experiences in France, and there's a mystery that's going through it. And so Natalie is just reading through this book, and she's just finding out all these encouraging words from Madame Clicquot. And so she applies it through her in her life. So I think it's just a great inspirational book, encouraging book. I even found encouragement from Madame Clicquot with my life, just reading her history and finding out what she did to have a business and a very successful business. So saying that, let's get to the cocktail. The cocktail that I chose today is a champagne cocktail, and it was developed in the 1800s and is still being served today in restaurants. And a lot of times you'll see it at New Year's or celebrations or weddings or just when you want to have a good time. Champagne is always good. And so we're going to make this champagne cocktail. It is 3 to 4 ounces of champagne, 1 ounce of cognac. Now, some people leave the liqueur out, and then some people put it in. But there's, I find that it gives it a little bit more. I had this at New Year's this year. A friend of mine made it, and he used blood orange liqueur. But I couldn't find a recipe for it, and I kind of wanted to keep it traditional in honor of Madame Clicquot. So that's what we're going to kind of do today. So it's 3 ounces of champagne, 1 ounce of, I have cognac, 4 dashes of bitters, and 1 sugar cube. So what you do is, I have the ingredients here and all the props. So you want to make it in a chilled glass. And a lot of people use, you'll see flutes with champagne. And I like it in a white wine glass. And traditionally, it is served in France when you're doing tasting. It's served in a white wine glass. And I just think that you can see a lot more in it. And flutes are a little tricky when you're trying to hold them. So and I forgot my little jigger, but we're going to just eyeball it. So 1 ounce is usually a jigger. So we're going to put that there, and we're going to let it soak up the sugar. Then you're going to put 3 to 4 dashes of bitters on top of this. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. So, and then you're going to have a lemon twist or peel, and I just kind of, and you're just going to express the oils out of that. And I kind of like to put it on the rim of the glass, too. And then you've got your champagne. And this is rather cheap champagne, and I have never had the Clicquot brand. I tend to go to this. We love the mimosa, and I love the little pop. I also like the cork in this because If you take the cork out of a champagne bottle, it's hard to get back in. So you either have to drink the whole bottle of champagne or find another cork. With this one, it's got the little plastic cork, so you can just put it back in there. So we're going to add about 3 to 4 ounces of champagne. And I just love the little bubbles. That just makes me happy. And that's it. There's no shaking. There's really no measuring. And see how the sugar envelops itself in the champagne. So then it gives it a little bit sweeter taste. I like the Brut. Apparently the Brut is the most popular of champagnes. It's a little sweet. And that's kind of what we're going for. So there you go. You just put your little lemon down in there and you have a champagne cocktail. So thank you guys for listening in for just a few minutes. I hope that you will read the champagne letter. We'll give the link, and I just got it off of Amazon. And leave a review for Madame Clicquot. And we'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye.